And you can hear the fourth in the series from Wilna, her diary, on the way at 10 to 5 this afternoon. Now, what's your number?
What's your favourite number? What does it mean? What's your favourite number? What does it mean?
Our fascination with numbers is ancient. Numbers are found everywhere. They play an important part in our lives.
Number one. The individual. Number two, duality.
Whether it helps us to catch the right bus or tell us whether we have enough money to eat. A new series of Touch is about to start. It tells the story of Martin Bomb, a single dad, played by Kiefer Sutherland, who connects with his 11-year-old son. They can't speak together, using a language instead of patterns and numbers.
They're all the same number. How did you do that?
Jane Alton is Britain's leading numerologist who lives in Paddockwood. She's been telling me about the numbers game.
Numbers, we use them every day. They're very useful tools. And to a certain extent, they define our lives, our age, our dress size, how much money we've got on our bank account. But they're actually sacred symbols representing energies, patterns, cycles, etc. Understanding what the energies actually mean, what they're representing, we can look at our life in a whole different way. We might realise there's certain patterns around us from the numbers that present themselves. I mean, the father of modern numerology is Pythagoras. That's sort of 600 years before Christ. So many of us deep in our lives, we know what these numbers mean. We understand the energies they're representing. So, you know, it's a lot of interest in the ancient energies and, what they represent.
So what about those who say, oh, it's just coincidence? Do you go with any of that?
According to numerology and Buddhism, there's absolutely no such thing as coincidence. I mean, numerology, the theory is we're born into a unique set of circumstances to learn what we need to learn to complete the unique piece of our puzzle that's our life. And when we understand what we're here to do and possibly what the karma is we're turning around or the lessons we've got to learn, it can explain why certain situations keep coming up, why certain people are in our world. And it's standing back from our life and sort of what's really going on here. The universe wants us to complete our mission. It wants us to use our gifts. And when we know what they are, and, you know, it can be tangible, the universe supporting us and guiding us when we're doing what we're actually put on the planet to do.
Right. Well, I want you to turn it from what can sound, and you know this yourself, it can sound like a bit of mumbo jumbo, yeah, to something practical that we can all grab onto and go, OK, so take me through how numbers in my everyday existence have an impact on my life.
Basically, numbers are representing energies, patterns, cycles. Numbers are a very good way of defining that. The one energy is the masculine energy, the two. I mean, it's very significant. For instance, we've now got two at the beginning of the year. We've had 1900 years with the one at the front, the very masculine energy. At one point, for most of that time, everyone on this planet had a very dominant one in their chart. We now have a very dominant two in our chart. We'll reach the point where everyone on the planet has a very dominant two in our chart. So what that means is we've got a new type of leader emerging, someone who's never been a leader before, someone who works in very subtle ways. It's the feminine energy, the goddess, the all-seeing eye, the diplomat, the facilitator. So from a very practical point of view, we will witness a new type of leader emerging. And we may have to change the way we teach our children. We may, media, etc., may realise they've got a whole new audience just because we've got a two at the front of the year.
Well, I think no one would argue with you that diplomacy is what's probably needed in every corner of the world. And when you say leader, you're not talking about a particular individual, are you?
This is obviously the group. The group psyche with the year, it touches everyone's lives. Everyone born in that year or in that millennium will have the same numbers.
Now tell me, is it got the Fibonacci code, is that right?
Yes, that's golden spiral. That is the symbol of the Fibonacci sequence. The Fibonacci sequence goes back to the beginnings of time, Sanskrit, etc. But Fibonacci was the first person to put this sequence in a book. He basically observed how leaves were growing on a tree. You know, first one leaf, then two, then three, then five, then eight. It's the Fibonacci sequence is the two previous numbers added together, and it's the way everything grows in nature. It's a very, very fundamental number, very sacred symbol. So if you like draw a square and you draw a line down the middle and then you cut that in half again and half again and half again, that eventually you get this sacred golden spiral. The numbers are represented by that, if that makes sense. So this spiral represents how nature works.
I know that everyone around me, whenever you ask them, they all seem to have their own special number. Now, me, it's seven.
Oh, gosh, that's the most spiritual number, seven. The seven has a three and a four within it, which are very powerful numbers. The three, as I said, is the idea, the blueprint. The four is the structure which we build everything by. And if you think about it, we have seven chakras. There's seven colours to a rainbow. It takes seven different types of metal to make the perfect sounding bell. Seven represents the magician. Seven is taking the spiritual and making something real from it.
Now, this is really interesting. The first time I came across the number seven was when I was with my granny and I won a little car in a fairground. Wonderful. And it was the number seven. And that has stayed with me ever since. Wonderful. This week, knowing that you were coming onto the show, I decided to do a little experiment with myself. And what I did, I went into a petrol station and I started the week and I didn't look at any of the numbers. I made a conscious effort to keep my eyes down.
Yeah.
I found out, and this is going to be a bit weird, but I found out this week that I have been going, not knowing the exact position of where it might be in different petrol stations, to the number seven pump.
Yeah.
And this morning I looked up and I'd never been at this petrol station before and I didn't know the order. Because they sometimes are on different sides.
Yeah.
And I was at the number seven.
Wonderful.
Now, what's going on?
Well, your name, Dom, D-O-M, I mean, it's probably a different name at birth, but you're known as Dom.
Yeah.
And that name has a 14.5 vibration, which is all about being the messenger. So incidentally, the work you're doing is perfectly for your numbers, if you like. Yeah, quickly adding up what that means in terms of numerology. That's all right. That's a 21.3, birth of the idea, 18.9, which is learning to let go and trust. So, gosh, this is a 39.123. So that means what opens doors for you. There may be a massive letting go at some point in your life, which is almost about you engaging with the spiritual. You know, when you let go and trust, amazing things will happen. And the messengers, as the messengers will come through, if that makes sense.
All of a sudden, it's turned into a therapy session for me, but I love it. Jane Alton, thank you so much for being with us.
I would like to say that with the four at the front, you're very practical about the spiritual.
All these numbers going around in my head now. Oh, here's a number. You're coming to me. 3459811111. You can use that. You can also use the number 81333. Start with King. Or you can email dominic.king@bbc.co.uk, because I'd like to know what's the number that means the most to you. Maybe it's a lucky number, like my number seven. Maybe it just keeps appearing in your life. What number is it, and how has it been useful to you? And do you believe what you've just heard from numerologist Jane Alton? Do you think numbers really do take our lives in their hands, if you like? Touch, the complete first season, is out on DVD on the 1st of April from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. It's BBC Radio Kent at drive time. Another number for you, it's 4:30. The latest BBC News for Kent with Georgie Frost.